Welcome back to Farm Talk. News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, Project SafeSend is getting underway this week in North Dakota. Friday, I was kind of playing phone tag with Ag Commissioner Doug Horing, and I did get an opportunity to do an interview with him, but I didn't get a chance to do it on the network. So we want to make sure that you folk out there know it's a great opportunity to get rid of some unwanted, unused chemical, no cost, and even some larger amounts can be gotten rid of. Here's that interview. We talked about a few other things as well. This is my interview from Friday with North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Horing. To talk to you again.
Hey, good afternoon, Eric. Great to be on your program.
I appreciate you stopping by. And the other doubly good thing is I see rain clouds. We don't get to see those very often in the States. I'll always take them.
Well, and especially a year like this, you know, there's parts of our country and our region where they're getting ample moisture, but there's so much of our region that has not. So those rain clouds are welcome.
Yeah, even if they drop 4 inches, I'm hearing no farmer say, if it's going to be 4 inches, I'll take the 4 inches. We have a big program coming up here, and this is a yearly program. I guess I'll put you on the spot. It's called Project SafeSend, and it's a great opportunity to get rid of unwanted pesticides and different chemicals on the farm or at the home. We're going to talk about that, but how long has Project SafeSend been running? I know it's been a couple of years, maybe a lot longer than that.
It even shocks me from time to time when I think about it. So it started in 1992. So that would be 31 years. 31 years this program has been operating and working, and it is a great program. To your point, it takes old, unusable, banned pesticides, no questions asked, including herbicides, insecticides, rodenticides, fungicides, and it safely and legally disposes of them. And like I said, no questions asked, and it's free of charge.
That is fantastic.
Then we contract to have they're actually taken out of state for incineration. We don't have an incinerator in state, or at least somebody that could handle this. Probably a couple other things I'd mention, though, Eric, so people don't show up and get frustrated. If you're bringing more than 1,000 pounds, we ask that you pre-register with us. And it's easy enough to do. You can call Aubrey at 701-425-3016, or you can ALSONDROL at nd.gov and get a hold of her also.
Okay.
If you are, and we've had this situation, we have to talk to our retailers about this from time to time, but if you're coming as a retailer, you are limited to 5,000 pounds of product, and if you're bringing a shuttle, you're only allowed one shuttle. This program, by the way, this is important to note also, it's not just for the farmers and ranchers and the pesticide dealers and applicators in the area. It can be for other government agencies, homeowners, members of the general public at large. I mean, if you're going through a storage shed or a relative, a loved one has passed away, and all of a sudden you and your siblings are stuck cleaning out parts of the house and the garage, and you come across stuff like cyanide-laced oats, you know, things like that, you're like, oh, my God, what do I do with this? Well, right. We have a program in place, and if, by chance, the containers are deteriorating, leaking, pack them in larger containers with some absorbent materials, and you can contact us. We'll provide you some heavy-duty plastic bags,
okay,
so that you can use those.
Doug, I'm not sure.
Probably the.
I was just going to ask a quick question. As far as, and I don't know if this would be ever a case, but if you're bringing a pesticide or something, or maybe it's in a larger quantity, should they plan on leaving that container Or, is, I mean, because I'm assuming that you're not transferring these, are you, these chemicals? Or
no, there's no transferring. Whatever you bring it in, we're going to take it.
Okay.
If it's in a bag, we're going to take the entire bag. We ask you, I mean, don't bring something and want to pour it out. It's not set up that way. It's set up so that you pull up. You don't even have to get out of your vehicle. In most cases, you pull up on a mat. There are personnel there that are in protective, personal protective equipment. They will unload, take stuff out. If you need to get out to show them some stuff, that's fine. But if there's a problem, they'll mention it to you too. But they'll pretty much handle it all. I would say too, we've had this problem happen in the past. Don't bring painting products.
Mm.
Don't bring fuels, lubricants, antifreeze, fertilizers, soil conditioners, things like that. It may think, oh, this is an easy way to get rid of those. Please don't bring them because they can't take those. This is strictly for pesticides.
Okay, got it. And this is going to be going in our state for a couple of weeks. The great thing about this is you guys are moving these locations all around the state. So if somebody lives in the western part of the state, they don't have to drive, you know, all the way across to Castleton to drop off their materials.
Exactly. We have, is it 11 or 12 sites this year? And the thing is, and to your point, Eric, when we do them in locations, we actually move the locations next year. It may be in the general area, but it may not be at the same spot. Grant you, if you're in Burleigh County, we do try to, you know, when it rotates back to Burleigh County, for example, in Bismarck, we do have a site there that we use quite often. But we try to move it around within a region. Like this year, July 11th, we're going to be in Carrington. July 12th, we're going to be in Rugby. On the 13th, we'll be in Langdon. On the 14th, Larimore. The 18th, in Hettinger. And then we go all the way over to Napoleon on the 19th. Mm. 20th, we'll be in Windermere. Castleton will be the 21st this year. And Kildare. We'll run clear out to Kildare on the 25th. 26th, Tioga, 27th, Minot, and then the 28th, we wrap things up in Underwood. So to your point, you're spot on. We move this thing around, and we try to capture regions within the state.
Right. And we should mention these are all morning times, right? This is 8 to noon, and that's it? Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, okay. 8 to noon. Generally in the morning, so in the afternoons, they can make sure they have time to package everything up. Properly store it or contain it, and then they can move on to the next site and be prepared for the next morning.
If you're listening right now and you're just wondering or maybe going, I didn't catch this, just go to the North Dakota Department of Agriculture website. I just Googled Project Safe Send North Dakota, or ND, and it took me right to the page, and it gives that name, Aubrey's name, and her phone number and email address if you have information or things you want to. So everything Doug is talking about is on that page, so it's pretty easy to find.
I'll give you another little tidbit of information most people don't know. We secured the naming rights on the website. So if you just type in Ag Department, it'll actually, if you type it in a search bar, it'll bring you to us.
Are you kidding me? I didn't know that. I usually just do NDDA.
I know. And we're supposed to legally say that and do that. And that's right.
Okay.
But if you typed in agdepartment.com, you would get us
in the
United States.
Probably frustrating for the folks in South Dakota or Nebraska. That darn Doug got us again.
North Carolina.
And
we're not letting go of it. We kept it.
The other part of this I should ask, and this is once a year, right? Or is there another time that this comes up?
No, we only do it once a year. So we generally do it right in the middle of summer. We do it after spray season generally.
Okay.
Just because if there are some things left over, and we know that, you know, people may find things this fall and this winter. If you do have some issues, you have some problems, contact us. We'll try to help you work through that. We don't have the ability to store things, but at least we can make sure that we get your product into some safer containers or something that can be stored for a short period of time until Project SafeSend is coming back around again. Or if it's a really dangerous situation, we'll work with you to make sure to provide a safe environment and a good, better situation.
Awesome. Well, thank you for the update on that. I want 2 minutes of your time on the e-tour because that was such a great deal. Yeah. Was it about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago? My spies tell me that I think you took the EPA up in a plane and showed them what the Prairie pothole region looked like. Is that right?
Yes. you know, I try to do this every time we have the e-tour and then give them an Ag 101 on North Dakota. But when you get them up in the air, and keep in mind, these are the bureaucrats out of Washington that are making decisions about risk and fate, and they're making labeling decisions, and they're deciding, you know, this is what we need to put in place because we're going to protect the environment, we're going to protect the people, and we're going to protect everything. The problem is, who is saying that something was actually being misused, or there wasn't a clear understanding of what the implications of their decisions were? So getting them up in the plane and showing them the landscape of North Dakota, the topography, the soils, the water, and the fact that we deal with seasonal wetlands. When most people think and they're writing a label, they write it as if, no, there's water there all the time. And they forget some things. So it's a good conversation to talk about the environment that we actually work and live in, and point out we eat the food from that land. We drink the water that comes from that groundwater that comes from underneath all that land. So why would we go out and pollute it? Why would we do things that would be detrimental to the environment, to our families, to our livestock? And they love it. And then they get to see all the technology. They get to see everything that we do, how we manage and operate, and why it's so understanding, or to bring this understanding that the things that people suggest we're doing in agriculture would be cost prohibitive, and it would be bad policy, and it would be bad for our environment and for our crops. And all of a sudden, they start connecting the dots, and they see the reality of their decisions they're making, and they go back and make better decisions that help us feed the world, drive an economy, and do so much more for our communities and our state and our country.
Okay, I'm going to jump in there. North Dakota Ag Commissioner, again, had a conversation with him early on Friday. Unfortunately, we were not able to get that on the network last week, but I appreciate his time. And if you're a grower out there, or even just a homeowner, but you've got some unwanted herbicide, pesticide, whatever it happens to be, take advantage of that Project SafeSend program, which is going on around the state over the next couple of weeks. We'll be back with more Farm Talk.